Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Well, hello, everybody. It's Clarissa here. We are back in the limelight with another extraordinary entrepreneur. Wait till you see the surprise I've got for you today. We want to remind you, however, that you can go over to In the Limelight Media. Please do so that you can follow our videos. You can listen to the podcast. You can see the beautiful digital magazine that just dropped on June 22nd. Again, In the Limelight. Intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. And that's who I'm going to be bringing on right now, because I've got a gentleman, he doesn't even know this, but I did see him speak once a very long time ago. We have never really met officially until now. So I'm really thrilled to be bringing on Meir Ezra.
There he is, hi. Everybody. Yes.
I Hello. See you. So you're in Cape Town right now.
Yes, I'm in heaven right now.
You're in heaven. And I said, I'm in Malibu, so I'm in heaven number two. And you are a spiritual entrepreneur. I love that idea. I love that concept, because it is such a unique combination of business, the spirituality. We're going to talk all about that, about how you help people learn all kinds of things about not only business, which is rather important, but even more so, you say, family is really paramount in everyone's lives. And they really need to be working on parenting a little bit better. Why don't you talk to me about that a second?
Well, you know, there are two professions that actually create future: parents and teachers.
Yep.
All the other people are dealing with the past. And those two professions are parents. You never learn how to be a parent.
Yeah.
Teachers, you do, but you are very limited by the system.
Yeah, for sure.
So for me, when I look at the people that coming to work for me, I've got lots of people that working for me all over the world. And I see that over the years, the quality is a big problem.
It's a huge problem. And the quality, not only, but, you know, when you say they don't teach you how to be a parent, they don't really teach you. Yes, they teach how to be a teacher. But I think teachers are very much self-taught as well. They don't teach you anything about relationship. And we learn nothing about relationships either. So thrown out into the world, if you will, I mean, they barely teach us about finances, all of the paramount and most important things in life. Don't you find that they never taught you anything?
That's correct.
So this you is sit for,
yeah, you sit for 20,000 hours from the age of 6 to the age of 20 in school. And if you ask the average person what percentage of what he was supposed to learn he actually used, it's small as zero.
Yeah. And I can imagine that nobody ever came to you and said, "Nah, it's okay, Meir. I'm good. I'm a great parent. I don't need any help." Said that to you, right? They never said, "Don't worry about it. Let's just talk about business." So, what do you think are the main challenges that parents are going through, especially today? It seems to be so much more difficult now than ever.
Yeah. So the problem is that parents don't know something very specific. They don't know that children don't learn by hearing, but they learn by looking. And children become the parents. Even if you don't admire your parents, you become like one of them.
Yeah.
Why? Because as far as children concern, there is mother, father, God, and everyone else.
Yeah.
So they really want to be like you. They really want to be like you, even if they don't say that.
Yeah, and they are, especially when they become parents themselves, because they've only learned from their parents, right? That's really all they know, unless they take, you know, specific and specified courses, like what you're teaching. You say that the condition of the family just defines the condition of your business.
Yeah.
I don't know that I understand that 1,000%. Why don't you explain it?
Let me explain. So if you look at life, you'll see that there's a kind of a gradient scale of relationship, okay? And just before that, there is something that you need to know, that if you have a problem here, the source of the problem is always before. If you have had, the problem is not the headache. It is something before. If you don't have money, the source of the problem is always before.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the sequence goes like that. First of all, your mind has to be in order. Your mind has to be in order. Then once your mind is in order, you need a relationship, because this universe is composed of two. You have plus and minus, husband and wife. You need a relationship.
Yeah.
And then you can create a group of many. So if you have a problem with the many, the actual source is before, which is the two, which is the family, this is the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you see that factually, and I've helped thousands of businessmen, every person that ever lost money, every person that ever lost business, every person that didn't do well in life, if you check before, he is not doing well either in family, children, sex, or relationship.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's the area. He's somewhere not ethical in those areas, to be more specific. Not because he's not doing well.
Yeah.
Not ethical in one of those areas.
Yeah.
And then the very interesting thing is that when you are not ethical in some area, you don't want other people to see that. So what you do, you put a blinder so people cannot see. And you put more and more and more and more blinders, so people cannot see, and you become also blind because you cannot see through your own blinders.
I would say a lot of that is probably a very subconscious level, also.
Yeah.
So the layers go very deep. You know, the layers I can understand go very deep. Business fails because of fake reality. What is fake reality? I love your terms. They're so new and unique and right on point. I love it. Fake reality.
Fake reality is a piece of information that you are 100% sure that is right, but when you use it, it doesn't bring the expected result.
Can you give me an example?
Example. You are 100% sure that the way to treat your wife is to shout at her. But the more you shout at her, the worse the relationship gets. But you continue to shout at her because you are 100% sure that the right way to treat your wife is to shout at her.
Right.
You're 100% that the right way to handle money is, whenever you have money, is to spend it on fancy cars, let's say. You will not have money because you are 100% sure. So every time you fail, if you check before, you will find that you're operating on some kind of a fake reality. And what's the problem with fake reality? You're 100% sure that it's right. So you never check in that area.
Yeah.
You check all over. And that's why you will see that when you look from the outside at someone that failed, you will see he is like amazing in coming up with excuses.
Right.
Why do you not think it's an excuse? Excuse do not solve the problem.
Yeah.
When you try to solve a problem, and the problem don't get solved, you're trying to solve your own problem.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. 100% I'm with you. You talk a lot about spirituality, the basic truths of the universe. And I love when you talked about being able to create something with no effort at all. How is that possible? Is that just the power of thought?
I'll explain. Thinking, by the way, just so you know, thinking is actually a substitute for knowing.
Yes.
So when you think, you don't act. Actually, thinking is a degrading action, but that's separate. Let's go for your question.
We need to set up our interview for that concept.
So what is a spirit? What is a spirit? Most people would say that the spirit is, I have a spirit and my spirit doing something. But if you ask them, what is a spirit? They cannot define it. So a few things. Number one, you don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. You have a body. There is not my spirit. I am a spirit. Okay. Now, what is a spirit? To understand what is a spirit, we need to just look at something quickly. The smallest number in this universe is two. The smallest number in this universe is two. There is nothing lower than two. Why? Because everything in this universe is composed of plus and minus. Good and bad, force, counterforce. There's nothing in this universe that can survive as one. Now, and this is a fact, it's not something, this is just an observation. If anyone can show me something that don't compose of two, I can give him on the spot $1 million and I'm good for it. So everything in this universe is composed of two, okay? Now, this universe seems like it started somewhere, and it goes on and on and on and on. The word started meaning was not here before. Okay, the word started meaning was not here before. If I say iPhone started in 2007, it means it was not here before. Okay, so the universe started at that point, and it composed of two, which means the first thing that came here in this universe is two. So what created the two was not two. What created the two was not composed of two. So the spirit, the thing that created the physical universe, is this thing that don't compose of two. So you can say that the physical universe is a universe of something, which means a universe of twos, and the spiritual universe is a universe of nothing. And the spirit is the nothingness that can bring about a somethingness. The only way to create something is from nothing, because otherwise you just change.
Right. Absolutely.
So now, once you understand that, of course, there's much more.
Sure.
That's to explain. Once you understand that,
that's deep down the rabbit hole. That.
Once you understand that, you can actually learn how to bring about things out of nothing. So what I'm teaching my students is how to take anything that they want in life and to bring it about without an effort, because in that universe of the spiritual universe, there's no force, because there's no force counter force. There's not two. It's a universe of nothing. So every time you feel any force, you are operating within the physical universe.
Yeah.
And when it just happened, when I ask you what's your name, you just know there's no force, because you just know.
Right.
So when there's no effort, when there's no force, it's actually you, and every time that there's force or effort or counter intention or counter force, it's not you.
Who were you a student of? Who were your mentors? Who were your teachers?
What I do is I read and I've studied every possible religion. Ah. There is not one religion that I did not study, and not one major religion. I'm not probably a very small religion, but any major religion, all the need to study. And I consider that the knowledge or the wisdom of this universe contained in religion before people turned it into what we know as religion. So religion in its pure condition actually has all the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at that and then I took engineering and I combined the two, and this is how I look at things.
So no particular mentor, teacher, or someone you looked up to?
No, basically what I'm saying is that I'm saying that the moment that you meet someone your mentor or your guru, you're making yourself no one. I'm teaching my students that they need to know. So what I'm teaching them is like that. I'm telling them the process of learning is not process of adding data. The process of learning is a process of deleting data because you already know. The spirit can be defined as this thing that knows. The only thing is we need to remove data so you will realize that you know. And if you rely on me or on anyone, then you will say, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I want you to know.
Yeah. Yeah. I ask this of many people, and I'd really love to know the question from you, because people that are as in positions much like you are, where you're obviously have a very blessed life, and you've lived some really fabulous things, I would imagine. What is your one crowning moment?
I was in the Israeli army, and I went into a special unit where the course was 2 years. We started 4,000 people, and we finished after 2 years, 21. And at that moment, when I got this thing, this wing, and when I finished, that was, I knew that I can do anything.
It was that difficult. Yeah. Awesome. One thing about you that no one knows.
And one thing about me that no one knows that I like, that my favorite food is very weird, is rice with milk and sugar.
Oh, okay, that's okay. That's all right. That's like rice pudding.
Yeah, but hot. And it's,
I know. But that's okay. Yeah. Cold, hot. Throw some raisins. You put raisins in it?
Nope, just sugar. Lots of sugar.
All right. Well, here we put raisins and a little cinnamon too, so that's good. Yeah. You have some, I was looking at your website. You have courses and classes going on almost every day. Yeah. Every day. Yeah. What is it that you would like to talk about right now? The thing that you really would like everybody to know that you're doing. What's coming up next?
The Family Academy. The Family Academy is the thing that's most dear to my heart. We put more than a million people in Israel through this academy. And we've done it all in a volunteering way. And the results are just unbelievable. The success stories, hundreds of thousands of success stories of life that has been saved. What I'm teaching in this Family Academy is the thing that most important, more important than business, more important than spirituality, more important than anything, because the kids are the most important things in the universe.
Right.
Because they're creating the future.
Yeah.
And that our future. We will, if we will come back here one day, we're going to meet our kids.
Yeah, and you have four of them, right?
I have three.
Oh, you have three.
I think that I know.
No, I don't know. I thought I. I'm sorry. I'll look better.
I'm joking.
Sorry about that. Was that a big gaffe? I'm sorry. And so, three. Count them. Three. One, two, three. Are they? Do they work in the business with you?
Actually, my son and my son have his own business and the business that we're doing together. He's very, very extremely successful. And so he's 28. He just got married and he's amazing, really amazingly successful. And my daughter that just finished high school started to work about 2 weeks ago with us.
That's awesome. That's yes. So it sounds like you might be becoming a grandfather soon.
Yes, I'm pushing.
That's something about you nobody knows, right? There you go.
Exactly.
I love this one class you have that's called Awakening the Secret Path to You, the Lost Art of Yoga Sutras. That must be an extraordinary experience right there.
Yeah, that's...
What do you walk people through there?
So basically the end result of this class, so anything that I teach have a specific end result. And if you don't get that end result from your own viewpoint, you don't pay me, I pay you.
Love that. Kind of like Chinese medicine, right? The Chinese doctors.
It's basically I'm saying, look, if I'm delivering to you something and you sat in my class for 30 hours and you didn't get the expected result, I think I'm responsible for that.
That's amazing. And obviously this is all online, right? Because
it's all online. So the end result of that class is that you will never have unhandled problems in the future. If you have a problem, you will be able to fix any problem you will have. I will teach you how to fix problems by the spirit viewpoint, by the viewpoint you take, not by the action that you take, but by the viewpoint that you take.
Yeah. So a lot of deep work. I'm seeing a few tissues, a few boxes of tissues in the room. Am I?
Yes. you're right.
There's some deep work, but it's great work. It's really liberating work. It's work we all need to be doing because we got to continue to grow every day and in every way. We have got to continue to grow. And I think that is a really great place to go. Everybody you see on the ticker underneath, it's mirezra.com. Go there. I've studied the website. There's lots there, lots of information, lots of resources. Certainly the events. I invite you all to go. I'm going to come to one of those events. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to be there. So I'm going to thank you so much for your time. Don't go away while I say goodbye to everybody. And we will, you've been in the limelight, everybody, with Mir Ezra. We'll see you next week with yet another really impressive entrepreneur. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, InspiredNewsRadio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. InspiredNewsRadio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.